100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was Canyon. We got some stories in this week, so I'll go ahead and share them with you. And then, when we're done, I'll wrap things up. Here are the stories, and I hope you enjoy them.
Good morning, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Some Unsettling News. I'm getting married on a plane. Odd, because I've never flown well. It's turbulent, the pilot's struggling, and I'm expecting to wake up any minute. But I don't. I'm falling from the plane into a canyon, and I've not saved my future wife. Then I wake, next to her. The woman I found out yesterday that slept with my best mate on our wedding night. The woman that said his daughter was mine, my wife of 36 years. I roll over on blood-soaked sheets and try to get back to sleep, wondering when to report her death. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic Canyon. It's called Undeliverance. As we paddled into the canyon, Jack murmured, "If you hear banjos, just keep paddling." "Very funny," I replied. But to be honest, I was unnerved. The rock walls closed in on us as the current caught our canoe, and we began to speed ever faster through the narrow passage. If we were to capsize here, gun-toting hillbillies would be the least of our problems. Thankfully, we got through without incident and began to unpack on a handy beach. Then I heard the sound of a shotgun bolt drawn back, and a voice behind called out, "Squeal, piggy, squeal!" I had far too much fun writing that one. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 895, with the prompt of Canyon. Here's my story. Neither Bilbert or either of the girls had any idea where they were. The sun was just beginning to lighten the sky, so Bilbert guessed which direction was east. As they flew north, they passed over ridges and small canyons. They saw marijuana fields below them and eventually came upon a small general store where a road crossed a river. They landed in the parking lot. Linoleum Amanda read the green road sign, "Honeydew, California, population 3. Someone hung an open sign in the door window. "Oh, good. I'm starving," Sabrina said. "Let's get something to eat before we head on." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is Barney Google, He Ain't. When I was a kid, my grandmother came to live with us. We were a daily news family, but my grandma was a Tribune reader. The Trib was the size of a telephone book, not much interest to a child of eight. What was cool about the Trib was the comic section, 4 pages, which was good because some of the strips made no sense at all. Prince Valiant, boring. And Steve Canyon was beyond my teeny bopper pay grade. good old Square Jaw Steve, was the inspiration for my favorite cartoon, Clutch Cargo, which employed that cheesy Synchrolux lip sync. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
The police report stated it was death by misadventure, an unfortunate combination of standing too close to the edge, a selfie stick, and concentrating more on the perfect pout than on keeping her balance. Death by Instagram. It wasn't, of course. It was murder. Premeditated, planned, and perfect. Get a selfie on the edge, I suggested. You'll be perfectly safe. And she would have been, had I not tampered with the stick the night before. As she pressed the button, the spring released, propelling her precious phone over her head. She lunged, grabbed, failed, fell. I got a great photo.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Canyon was a crow. Canyon hated his name. Canyon abhorred the guy who had named him. Canyon never replied when the guy called him. The guy's greenhouse was his pride, so Canyon started with pebbles and slowly upgraded to stones. The day one of the windows shattered, Canyon cawed in triumph. That's when he stopped being Canyon and became a jerk. Canyon didn't like jerk either. The guy fixed the window and sneered. A convoluted plan ensued. Canyon's buddies would help. Well, the guy didn't live long enough to enjoy his greenhouse. It was a murder, by God. A murder. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The tambourine man fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed him. Through the empty streets of the Evening Empire, concrete canyons covered by the sand of time, over to the docks, casting off the ropes from the magic swirling ship, sailing across the sky, the sun. The gunslinger followed the trail of smoke rings, far past the frozen leaves of the snowy desert, and on the windy beach, the tambourine man's ship had foundered, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. But not the gunslinger's bullet. The pistol spun, and a gloved hand returned it to its holster.
Well, there you have it. A bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Canyon. Hope you enjoyed today's show and all these stories, people contributing them and sharing them with you time and time again. I've asked before for people to chime in the comments and say hi and let me know that you're listening. Well, I'd really like you to do that. Just to see, I actually peeked at the stats, and there's still 100 or so people listening. Used to be God knows how many. But, well, the Golden Era podcast, people are listening to Megan and Philip and whomever get fired from Spotify and all that other crap. Well, yeah, they are grifters. Anyway, you won't see me begging for money or any of that. Yet. Let's see. Revuel, Painfully Shy, Rats, Translation, Crack of Dawn, and Shine. I have no idea what Revuel is, but we'll find out, won't we? See y'all next week. Although you can check in daily stories. And really, leave a comment. And, as always, keep it brief.